Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Microsoft looking to get ahead of regulatory concerns over its nearly $70 billion deal for Activision Blizzard takes a swipe at Apple at the same time. Yahoo Finance's Dan Holley has all the details. Dan.
A statement that was released by Microsoft President Brad Smith today, and really it lays out how the company is trying to more or less woo lawmakers over the ability for it to acquire Activision Blizzard. That's that $68.7 billion acquisition that they announced. And really what they're trying to do is ensure that regulators, as well as lawmakers, recognize what it's doing as far as its app store goes and kind of ease their concerns as to this massive acquisition, the largest, by the way, in Microsoft's history. So in a statement, basically what Brad Smith says is we have developed these principles in part to address Microsoft's growing role and responsibility as we start to process of seeking regulatory approval in capitals around the world of our acquisition of Activision Blizzard. And so basically what he ticks off here is how Microsoft's own Microsoft Store, that's the name of their app store, is different than the likes of Apple's App Store and Google's App Store. By the way, Apple and Google make the majority of their money in their app stores through the sale of games and in-game items. And so specifically pointing out, as far as the app stores go, Smith says that app store policies and practices on mobile devices restrict what and how creators can offer games and what and how gamers can play them. So really what he's pointing to is the fact that Microsoft has an ongoing grievance with Apple with regards to its inability to use the Microsoft cloud streaming platform on iOS devices via the App Store. He also points to the fact that Microsoft is lowering the cost of fees that are charged to developers when there are in-game purchases. It also goes into the fact that it's not going to self-preference itself in its own app store, which is something that we've seen come out of legislation through Congress, basically trying to stop companies like Apple and Google, Amazon, from preferencing their own apps and own products in their own digital storefronts. Microsoft specifically says they're not going to be doing that. And then directly to the Activision Blizzard issue, Microsoft says that it's going to kind of assuage gamers' fears as well as regulators' fears as to ensuring that it's going to allow rival Sony as well as Nintendo to continue to get access to Activision Blizzard games. That's something that was really talked about. Call of Duty, one of Activision Blizzard's biggest properties, one of the biggest game properties in the world, for that matter, was one of the most played games on Sony's PlayStation in 2021. And so if Microsoft turned around and took that away once it was able to get a hold of Activision Blizzard, it would have been a big blow to Sony. But clearly what they're saying here is they're going to continue to honor the contracts that exist and then extend that beyond that period. So really a huge lineup of promises that Microsoft is making to ensure that it's able to get a hold of Activision Blizzard for that nearly $70 billion.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to think that it was about 30 years ago when the DOJ first started probing Microsoft for antitrust violations. That was three decades ago. Very great. Thank you for that report, Yahoo Finance's Dan Holley.